From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Hitting the reset button on federal education policy, President Obama has signed the Every Student Succeeds Act. He noted how rare it is to have both Democrats and Republicans in Congress on the same side.
A Christmas miracle. A bipartisan bill signing right here. So
NPR's Corey Turner says the new law replaces the 2002 No Child Left Behind measure, puts the decision-making power back in the hands of states while still requiring public school students to take federal math and reading assessment exams.
Before the signing, President Obama said that NCLB's goals, including high standards, accountability, and closing the achievement gap, were the right ones. But in practice, he said, the law fell short.
It often forced schools and school districts into cookie-cutter reforms that didn't always produce the kinds of results that we wanted to see.
Obama and lawmakers hope this rewrite, which gives states more say in how they judge and fix their struggling schools, will produce those results. Corey Turner, NPR News, Washington.
Senate panel is taking exception to GOP presidential hopeful Donald Trump's plan to bar all Muslims from entering the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee by a 16-4 vote endorsing a non-binding resolution that says taking such action based on individuals' religion would be un-American. The non-binding amendment was put forth by Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy. Among the four Republicans who opposed the measure, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who is also a presidential contender, Cruz voted by proxy. A new report released today by Republicans on the House Armed Services Committee is accusing the Obama administration of breaking the law last year when it freed Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl from Taliban captivity. NPR's David Wellner reports the accusation centers on how five Taliban captives were swapped for Bergdahl.
The 98-page report says the Obama administration broke a statutory law when it freed five Taliban captives from Guantanamo in exchange for Sergeant Bergdahl without having first notified Congress 30 days in advance. The report also contends the prisoner swap was designed to rid Guantanamo of some of its most dangerous and problematic detainees. Democrats on the panel dismissed the report, calling it woefully unbalanced and an expression of shrill demagoguery. Its release comes just as the popular podcast Serial begins its new series on Bergdahl, who's been court-martialed and charged with desertion. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.
Police officials now say an armed man who drove onto the center of the Arkansas State University campus in Jonesboro today is in custody. A spokesman with the Jonesboro Police Department confirmed a negotiator and a tactical team were at the scene. There are reports of any shots fired or injuries. The school had been in lockdown for much of the day, though. Stocks, after three straight losing sessions, closed higher today. The Dow up 82 points at 17,574. The NASDAQ rose 22 points. You're listening to NPR. According to U.S. officials, airstrikes over the past week in the Iraqi city of Ramadi have killed upwards of 350 fighters with the Islamic State. The group, also known as ISIS, took over the city about 7 months ago. U.S. military spokesman Colonel Steve Warren telling reporters today, despite the airstrikes, the group still holds much of the central part of the city, though Iraqi government forces have been making progress. Separately, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter admitted that progress in retaking the city has been slow, but he said he has no doubt Ramadi will be retaken. The Vatican is releasing a document saying Catholics must not attempt to convert Jews. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports the document comes on the 50th anniversary of a statement from the Second Vatican Council that revolutionized Catholic-Jewish relations after 2,000 years of tension.
The new document states that due to the Jewish roots of Christianity, Catholic dialogue with Judaism cannot in any way be compared with dialogue with other world religions. It says Jesus can only be understood in the Jewish context of his time. The document was drafted by the Vatican Commission for Religious Relations with Jews. The commission was created following the release half a century ago of the groundbreaking document called Nostra Aetate, In Our Times. That document repudiated the idea of collective Jewish guilt for Jesus' death. The new document says that from a detached coexistence, Catholics and Jews have arrived at a deep friendship, and it says Catholics must refrain from active attempts to convert Jews. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Crude oil futures prices moved lower today. The price of oil down 40 cents a barrel to end the session at $36.76 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.